Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
People who did it with a celebrity, what happened that would absolutely ruin their image if it ever leaked? Story 1. So, I matched with a corn actress on a dating app once. Her first few pictures were pretty normal, just her doing everyday stuff in casual clothes. I thought, okay, this girl's actually cute. Then I swiped a bit further and saw her at some award ceremony holding a giant golden trophy shaped like a dong, and she was licking it with a big smile. That definitely caught me off guard. I figured maybe it was a catfish situation, but I was curious, so I kept swiping and messaged her. We started chatting normally, and then she said she didn't like using the app and wanted to exchange numbers. Alarm bells rang in my head. I thought it might be a scam or something, but in my let's just say eager mood, I added her number anyway. Her WhatsApp profile was legit, showing a photo of her face that I recognized but wasn't on the app profile. We started messaging for a minute or two, and then she called me out of the blue. We talked on the phone for about half an hour, and at that point I thought, alright, she might actually be real. Eventually, I asked what she was doing the rest of the week, leaning toward asking her out. She said nothing much. Then flipped it back and asked what I was doing that evening. It was already around 11 p.m. I said nothing. Then she gave me her address and said to come over for a drink. So, I went over, we had some drinks, watched a random episode of The Mandalorian and ordered Chinese food. We made out and things escalated. She gave me a bit of attention, but when I pulled out a rubber, she got offended and said she was on the pill, so I just kept it wrapped. Honestly, the bang was pretty average, way less wild than I expected given her job. We cuddled for a bit, then I left, because I don't really like crashing at other people's places if I don't have to, especially since I live close by. Later that night, I Googled her and couldn't find her films under the name she gave me. Then I zoomed in on the trophy photo and managed to catch enough letters to find her online content. Her videos were way more hardcore than what I'd experienced in person. It was kind of surreal. We texted a bit the next day but didn't meet again. A few weeks ago, feeling a little curious, I texted her again but she just left me on read. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. So, my sister had some wild experiences with a few celebrities back in the day, and I only learned bits and pieces over time. One of the most surprising was that she hooked up with Mike Tyson shortly after he got out of jail. She was pretty young at the time and honestly didn't know much about his past, like the fact that he had been incarcerated or why. She didn't share a ton of details and I didn't push her for more. She's my sister after all, but she did mention that surprisingly he was pretty average in both size and performance. What stood out more was that she said he didn't really realize his strength, and apparently he liked to bite, and she even had a visible mark on her shoulder. When I saw it, I couldn't help but laugh. There was also a brief encounter with Joe Rogan, when she gave him a blowy in a hotel room in the mid-2000s. According to her, it was a quick thing and nothing serious. She mentioned that he had a very pink dong but didn't say much else and they didn't bang. Just a blowy and go sort of a deal. And then there was rapper Loon, whom she saw several times back when they were both younger. They slept together back in the day, and she mentioned how huge his dong was, and she could barely walk properly for days. She kept going back for more, so it must have been a pretty memorable experience. She stopped seeing him after he went to jail. Story 3. I have two stories, both from when I was an S worker, both musicians, one European, one East Asian. I won't give identifying information more than that. A European guy hired me a few times in person. He was a very easy client, paid me for a half hour or an hour, but was in and out in 15 to 20 minutes. He seemed sweet, kind of shy, and undemanding. He liked some backdoor action, which I'd normally charge extra for, but it was an easy way to get him off fast, so whatever. Then, he moved to a different European country, and suddenly became demanding. Wanted to talk to me via text without paying. Came back home for Christmas and asked me to keep a couple of days free for him, which I would normally charge a deposit for, but I didn't in this case, because he'd always been a good client, and then didn't show up. He sent increasingly whiny text messages about hating lockdown when the pandemic started. We arranged to do paid video calls a few times at the start of the pandemic. Initially, they went fine. I'd be bare but wouldn't need to do anything much except watch him. He'd talk about his fantasies while he soloed off. And I watched. Occasionally, I'd tell him he was a very bad boy. He really liked being degraded and being watched. I wasn't much into that, but he still seemed like a pretty easy client. The whining was annoying, as was the standing me up over Christmas, but he was still easy enough. He always paid without complaining. The only time we really had an issue was when he realized that I could see his laptop in a photo he sent me, and he freaked out that I was going to steal the song he was writing, but I chalked that up to pandemic paranoia. A month or so into the first lockdown, I broke my leg really badly and was laid up for quite a while, so I was looking to do more online work, and he said he'd be interested in doing weekly video calls. He knew how badly I was injured. And after the first call, he didn't pay me. I'm usually really careful about getting paid before any services you have to be in this line of work, but I dropped my guard because I'd been seeing this guy for about 2.5 years without any major problems. He ghosted me for a week and then showed up for our next appointment. I asked him what the heck was up. First, he said he thought the video calls were free now for fun. I called that out pretty quickly, since we'd discussed payment just a week ago, and I sent him screenshots of the conversation. Then he switched to saying he'd lost my payment details. I gave them to him again, and he went back to ghosting me. Every so often, he texts me to try and make an appointment for a video call. Every time I tell him I'll see him again, but first, he needs to send me £100, double what he cheated me out of, and buy me an apology gift from my gift list. The objects on my gift list start at £3 and go all the way up to £8,000. I would be happy with the £3 box of chocolates. What matters to me is the effort to do something to make it right. If he does those two things, I'll see him again at my regular rates. He always sadly says he can afford me. I suspect that he behaved badly on purpose, in the hope that I'd discipline him, and it's fine to have a fantasy, but it is not fine to try and get it indulged non-consensually without any discussion. I don't usually give this much info about clients, I'm known for my discretion, but screw that guy. When I take clients on, they sign a contract that spells out my rules and expectations, as well as the standards of behaviors I hold myself to. I say very clearly that I will not out anyone or share details of our appointments until and unless they try to harm me or others in any way. Then all bets are off. Frankly, I think I'm being kind by not sharing his name. The East Asian guy, I will not specify which country he's from or anything more identifying, is sweet. Genuinely sweet. Or at least, if it's not genuine, I haven't found out yet. His schedule is crushingly busy, with 16 to 18 hour days, 7 days a week, without a day off for months on end, but every now and then he comes to my country for a tour, or a music video, or God's forbid a vacation, and finds time to see me. I don't know how he gets away. The entertainment company controls his life for the most part, and he's not allowed to date. I'm 100% sure he's not allowed to see sex workers. He does it anyway, usually 2 to 3 times a year, with me, Mies. No idea if he sees others, though a bit less, since 2020. He stays for a day, sometimes a night, and that day and night, pay my bills for a month, but honestly, I'd probably see him for free, though I'd never admit that. He's great to be around. I was gonna say fun, but he's too tired to be fun, exactly. But fantastic in bed with great stamina when he puts his mind to it. Probably from all the dancing, but mostly he likes to rest. We talk. He tells me about his family. We ordered junk food delivery. Played old video games on Nintendo Switch or 3DS. He particularly likes Streets of Rage 2 in co-op mode. I like that he likes cooperation rather than competition. I'd play competitive games if he wanted, I do with some clients, but I like cooperation better. He likes to fall asleep with me stroking his hair. It's always a different color, and I play a game with myself where I don't let him tell me the color beforehand, and I see if I can guess it and match my fingernails to it. I rarely win. He's considerate. When the pandemic hit, he sent me a really nice, good quality cotton mask in a pretty floral print. I liked it enough that I was planning to get another, but I couldn't justify the cost since most of mine are cheapish. I still wear it, 3.5 years on. I suspect he's the one who sends me gifts in the mail, shoes, hair clips, jackets, and coats. They're always thoughtful, always very much to my taste, something that even the people closest to me don't usually get right. He's the kind of person who notices everything around him. I half wish I'd met him under other circumstances. He likes me, and he's always been respectful to me, but realistically, someone from his line of work and family background is not.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Going to have a serious relationship with a disabled, overweight, non-Asian ex-worker. I am more or less retired now, though I still see him from a broken family. I don't think any of those things make me less worthy of love or a relationship than anyone else, but I am realistic about these things. On the other hand, if I hadn't met him as a circer, I probably wouldn't have met him at all, so. I try to enjoy our time together and not make more of it than what it is, but whoever he ends up with will be very lucky. I hope she's as nice a person as he is. None of the above is intended to be representative of European men or Asian men as a whole, or of men who visit S workers for that matter. They're just anecdotes, nothing more. Story 4. I once had a pretty wild experience with Burton Cummings from The Guess Who. We ended up spending some time together after a show. We smoked some grass, and he gave me the best bang of my life, which I'll never forget. No one ever lived up to what he did. Until about 30 years later, other guys were good, but not that good. His crew told me he always picks one woman in the crowd, someone who really knows his lyrics, and subtly sings to her during the concert. It's not like he calls them out on stage. He just notices them and focuses on them. The woman next to me was bragging to her friend about how he kept looking at her while singing, but I didn't say a word. When he took his bow that night, I just pointed to myself and then to him, and he gave me a nod. The next day, I took him sightseeing around the city, and I mentioned he hadn't sung These Eyes at the concert the night before. He sang it for me right there. Years later, I ran into him in Times Square. I stopped him, said hi, and he remembered me, even the exact year we met. Overall, it was a pretty amazing experience and a story I can now safely share since I'm no longer involved in that world. Story 5. This incident might give you an idea of just how wild some rappers' lives can be. Back in college, I started seeing a girl from my hometown. Her family was very wealthy, and she was known as a bit of a party girl, always at every big festival or concert. We got pretty serious, and she shared some wild stories with me. She told me this famous rapper wanted to date her, and that they had a three-way after one of his concerts. I believed the hookup part, but figured she was exaggerating about the dating, until one day, while I was in the room, he FaceTimed her, and I overheard him trying to convince her to move to his city. Fast forward about a year, I'm with a new girlfriend, another free spirit and huge rap fan, but from a completely different part of the state. We're lying in bed, after our first time together, swapping stories. She tells me about how she once went back to a rapper's hotel room, hoping to hook up, and found another girl there too. The rapper reassured her it was all good. As she described the scene, she mentioned the other girl's looks, and suddenly I realized it was the same girl I dated before. So, I'd basically become Eskimo bros with the same famous rapper twice, through two different women. Oh, and the rapper was ASAP Rocky, by the way. Story 6. I've got quite a few stories from a friend who dated some well-known people in LA, so here goes. First, Matthew Perry once hit on her at a grocery store near her place. They actually dated for a bit, but apparently, he wasn't sober and was a complete mess, not recommended was her verdict. Then there was this model guy who used to date Halle Berry, or at least was her ex. My friend ended up dating him after that. He was drop-dead gorgeous and apparently amazing in bed. Funny enough, he gave her all of Halle Berry's hand-me-down clothes, like tons of used clothes. No clue why he did that, but my friend was pretty happy about the wardrobe upgrade. He even used to drive her by his billboard, which is kind of wild. He was really into leather, pleather, and latex stuff. Eventually, he dumped her, but she said he was the most stunning human she'd ever seen, so gorgeous, it made her nervous, just to look at him. The same friend then dated the Limp Bizkit guy, and that was a total no-go. She said he was terrible in bed. Years later, she dated the ex-husband of Kaylee Cuoco, who was a tennis player who had just moved from LA to New York. He was really hung up on his divorce, talked non-stop about Kaylee, and honestly gave my friend a complex. Plus, he had some issues downstairs and wasn't recovering well. She ended up dumping him. I swear, I lived vicariously through her for years, just hearing these stories. Oh, and another friend once hooked up with Giada De Laurentiis' ex-husband Todd after his divorce. She said he was a great guy, good-looking, nice, and great in bed, but it didn't work out long-term. I also heard Daryl from Storage Wars apparently has a micro-dong, and Jenna Jameson's ex, Jay-Z, is into some serious S&M stuff. Enough to scare you off a hookup. So yeah, that's the roundup of my celebrity-adjacent friend's dating life. Story 7. I don't have a personal experience myself, but I once had a co-worker at Hustler Hollywood in South Beach who confided in me about an encounter she had with Ron Jeremy, the well-known corn star. This was back in 2008, just a couple of months before I started working there. She told me that the situation wasn't exactly something she wanted to be part of. According to her, he pressured her in a broom closet, and she felt overwhelmed and kind of in shock, so she just went along with it to get it over with. At the time, I was shocked and believed her completely. Her description painted a picture of someone who was forceful and didn't respect her boundaries. Over the years, more allegations against him started coming to light. In 2015, he was brought to court, but it didn't get a lot of public attention. Then in 2017, Rolling Stone published a report that more than a dozen women had accused him of various kinds of misconduct and SA. The allegations kept piling up, and in 2020 he was charged with multiple counts of S. As by the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, with accusations spanning several years and involving different women, some incidents happening in places like the Rainbow Bar and Grill where he was a regular. Despite his claims of innocence, the number of accusations kept growing, including from women in the corn industry. Eventually, he was found incompetent to stand trial and was committed to a state mental health facility in California earlier this year. Story 8. I don't have a personal hookup story with a celebrity, but I did know someone who got pretty close, and what she went through really stuck with me. This happened around 2014-15. There was this girl who worked at the Chipotle near my hometown. I thought she was kind of cute, and since she was really into hip-hop, we'd often chat about music whenever I picked up my order. She was pretty passionate about it, especially the newer artists at the time. Eventually, I followed her on Instagram and noticed she was hanging out with Famous Dex whenever he was in the NYC area. She'd post pictures and stories showing them together, and it seemed like they were really close. From what she told me the last time we talked, he was actually nice to her, treating her well, putting her up in fancy hotels, taking her backstage during his tours, and buying her nice gifts. But then, a few months later, she started posting pictures that showed bruises and black eyes. It was heartbreaking. Eventually, she broke things off with him, which I'm glad about. Sadly, it was an isolated incident. That same guy was caught on CCTV in 2016, abusing his girlfriend, and then again faced serious domestic abuse charges in 2021. It's just shocking and upsetting that people like that exist and don't seem to change or seek help. Hearing her story made me realize that even when someone seems to have it all, fame, money, fans, there can be a really dark side behind the scenes. Story 9. I once had a casual hookup with a professional baseball player, and honestly, it was pretty much what you might expect from someone in that lifestyle, a bit arrogant and very focused on the physical side of things. That was fine by me because I wasn't looking for anything serious, just a fun fling. The first time we hooked up, it was pretty good. He was attractive, with great eyes, an athletic build, and surprisingly good at dirty talk and taking charge. I also appreciated that he was thoughtful in some ways, like giving a good blowy, which isn't always the case. But the second time was a very different experience. Things took a turn when I insisted that he wear a protection, and he got unexpectedly angry about it. Turns out he had a thing for doing it without protection, and dropped it on me literally in the middle of everything. He started telling me that he wanted me to be the mother of his children, and that he was going to get me pregnant right then and there. It was really intense, and a lot to take in, especially since I hadn't signed up for that kind of pressure or surprise. He even stormed out when I made it clear that I wasn't on board with his plan. After that, I just stopped responding, but he didn't take it well. He kind of low-key stalked me for a couple of months while he was in town. The last I heard from him was a message on social media saying he showed up at my apartment, but an older man answered the door as I had moved. When I told him I had moved and was now in a relationship, he sent one final message insisting I should be the mother of his children instead of being with my boyfriend. Honestly, that felt like a fitting, if uncomfortable, end to our brief fling. I ended up shutting that social media account down to avoid any further contact. Story 10. So, this one's a bit wild, but it actually happened. I once met Shawn Michaels, yes, the wrestling legend, by chance at a restaurant. My party had accidentally been seated at his favorite table. Apparently, he's a regular there and has this specific spot he likes. The restaurant management totally messed up the booking days, thinking he'd come on a different day than he actually did. The manager came over, pretty embarrassed, and offered to move us to another table, plus cover our meal and any future meals while we were in town. My sister and cousin were totally fine with that, but I kind of played the tough guy and said, "We've only been here 15 minutes and just ordered, can't we finish our meal?" Then, out of nowhere, Shawn Michaels appeared beside the manager and said, "Paul, these guys can finish. We'll hang out at the bar, I've got some time." I was a huge HBK fan, so I quickly said, "Oh wow, I had no idea. Please give them the table." He was super gracious, shook my hand, thanked me, and then he gave me a card with his number and told me to call him later. I worked up the nerve and gave him a call that night. We had a glorious 11-month love affair, man on man, that I shall never forget. From exploring Morocco, relaxing on the French Riviera, snorkeling in the Galapagos, to other adventures around the world, we made memories I'll never forget. Story 11. I don't have a personal story about sleeping with a celebrity, but I do know quite a few people, friends or acquaintances, who Sif had some success in that department, so here's what I Sif heard over the years. One friend of a friend had a lifelong crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt. Believe it or not, he actually ended up dating her for a while. He's definitely not a celebrity himself, which makes it even more surprising. Back in the early 2000s, I knew a guy who was studying at NYU. He went to a party in Manhattan where some Harvard students were crashing for the weekend. Long story short, one of the Harvard students gave him a surprise intimate moment that night. The next day, his buddies broke it to him that he'd just been with Queen Amidala herself, Natalie Portman. An old roommate of mine used to date Matt Bronger, maybe not A-list famous, but definitely someone known in comedy circles. Another old roommate may have hooked up with Scott Eastwood, but I can't say for sure, it's just what I heard. I also heard from a friend of a friend that Miley Cyrus was secretly dating some guy about 10 years ago. Honestly, I felt a bit sorry for her because that guy has a reputation for being a real jerk. Interestingly, the same guy was once engaged to Anali Tipton. I also knew several girls who ended up sleeping with JJ Hardy, the baseball player, and apparently they all caught some disease from him, so there's that. One friend used to date the bassist from Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And I'm pretty sure she also hooked up with Anthony Barr, the NFL player. There are probably a bunch more stories I'm forgetting, but that's what I can recall right now. As for me, the closest I ever got was dancing with Vanessa Hudgens in a closet while Austin Butler, who was dating her at the time, was in the other room. That was a good time, but definitely not as wild as some of the other stories. Story 12. I dated a celebrity artist for a while, and honestly, it was quite the roller coaster. The guy was a total control freak, which, weirdly enough, made for some pretty intense banging. Also, he was deeply paranoid about people finding out he was seeing a 19-year-old. He was in his late 40s at the time, so he was super careful about social media. Like no tagging him in anything remotely risque on Instagram. He wanted to keep the whole thing under wraps at all costs. The intimate life was very much centered around his preferences. He never once ate my pie, which was kind of part of the dynamic. One odd thing I only realized later was that he had this phobia about spraying his smoothie inside. I remember jokingly saying, "Spill inside," and he instantly went soft. Apparently, he was terrified women might try to trap him by getting pregnant and then demanding he stick around. He said it had happened before, a pregnancy that ended tragically, so he was understandably cautious. Another weird quirk? The dude had the biggest thing for foot I've ever come across. We'd sometimes bring other people home for three ways, mainly so he'd have more feet to admire. Physically, he was ridiculously handsome and super hot, but his control freak tendencies extended beyond the bedroom. He'd wake up every day at 4:30 a.m. to run a marathon and ate strictly vegan whole foods, classic story of a former party animal who cleaned up and went super health conscious. Story 13. I once hooked up with a guy from a famous European metal band, totally by chance, through some non-music-related coincidence. I had to make the first move, because I don't think he'd ever hit on a younger woman, otherwise. He was really sweet, and honestly, a little embarrassed when he found out I knew and loved his band. I didn't bring it up at first because I didn't want to scare him away, and he never mentioned the band himself either. As for the deed, it was good. Kind of vanilla, but in a really nice, comforting way. He was going through a recent divorce, so it was more about comfort and kindness than wild passion. Super giving and sweet guy. Here's the funny bit. He shaved everything down there, like literally everything, including his back and thighs. The only places he kept hair were his chest, calves, and arms. Considering how hairy his head and face were, that was kind of surprising and hilarious. The highlight was getting to brush and braid his gorgeous hair before we went to sleep. He was a total cuddler and even came out to breakfast with me the next morning. The waitress assumed he was my dad, and he almost died of embarrassment. I'm pretty sure he's not used to picking up young women. I won't name him because he seemed to really want to keep things low-key and wasn't into the groupie scene. We ended up exchanging numbers and still keep in touch sometimes, but the age gap and distance made a real relationship impossible. Still, it was a cool experience I'll never forget. Story 14. So, a close friend of mine once ended up hooking up with AJ from the Backstreet Boys after one of their shows in our city. They went back to his hotel room, and while the bang only lasted about 10 minutes, she spent the next 3 hours listening to his new personal music project on his laptop. Honestly, neither the music nor the overall vibe was very impressive, not what she expected from a pop star of that caliber. Story 15. So, my mom was an actress and model who worked with some pretty big names, Robert Downey Jr., Jazzy Jeff, Will Smith, at different times not all together, and Lenny Kravitz. There were probably others I don't even know about, I don't have all the details, but I do know a few things from what she shared. RDJ was going through some tough times with drug issues back then, and my mom didn't have the kindest things to say about him during that period. On the other hand, Lenny Kravitz sent her holiday cards every year up until she passed away, so it sounds like they stayed on good terms over the years. She actually met RDJ on the set of a movie they were both in, and she also acted alongside Steve Martin in another film. She had tons of modeling gigs, but her most famous appearances were on a book cover, several billboards, and magazine covers. Besides all that, she was a talented makeup artist and even started her own makeup line. People sometimes judged her or made assumptions, but I want to make this clear. Women, even moms, are allowed to live their lives how they want, and that's nobody's business but theirs. We talked about a lot of things, including relationships and intimacy, but I honestly don't know all the details. All I know is that she was an incredible person, and I love and miss her very much. Story 16. Back in high school, I dated this girl who grew up in a very religious household, just like me. We actually met at church, started dating, and quickly found out we both loved being adventurous in the bedroom. She was seriously fun, and a little wild, definitely set the bar way too high for anyone who came after her. Fast forward a few years, we went our separate ways, and she ended up becoming a hugely successful Christian singer. I mean, we're talking multiple award-winning albums, nationwide tours, and tons of radio play. The last time I was at a church service, which was decades ago, they played one of her songs during worship. I was standing there trying to hold it together, secretly smiling, because I was reminded of the times when she liked to be tied up and smacked with a cut-off section of garden hose back in the day. I couldn't even explain to my wife why I was trying so hard not to laugh. I got a call from her, first time in 20 years. Someone apparently saw this post, figured out who she was, and asked her about it. She denied everything at first, but ended up calling me just to laugh about how crazy this all is. Turns out she still got a great sense of humor about it all. Story 17. So, back when I was growing up in Florida, there was this girl from my neighborhood who somehow ended up hooking up with Daryl Strawberry, the baseball star, back in the 90s. The story goes that he was in town shooting hoops at a local ball field, and they crossed paths. The age difference was pretty wild. She was around 18 at the time, and he was way older. What stuck with me wasn't so much the encounter itself, but how she carried it around like a trophy for years. No matter where she went or who she met, she made sure to let everyone know about her moment with him. It was like her defining life story. And she told it over and over. Fast forward about 20 years, and I run into her again at a convenience store while on my way to the beach. Time, life choices, and a handful of kids had clearly worn her down. She looked really rough, so much so that she didn't even recognize me, and actually asked for my phone number. I politely declined and showed her my wedding ring. As I was leaving, the clerk at the store was stepping outside for a cigarette break and made a joke I couldn't quite catch. I asked if that was the same girl I grew up with, and he confirmed it was. Then he said, "Yeah, that's her. Did you know she slept with Daryl Strawberry?" I just shook my head, smirked a little, and said goodbye. Story 18. Not me, but a close friend of my wife once had a brief relationship with an A-list singer, not David Bowie, but someone just as famous with a similar level of success and record sales. When she was in school, she had an enormous crush on him. I'm talking posters covering her walls, pencil cases with his face on them, total fangirl mode. She grew up and became a musician herself, though nowhere near his level of fame. Still, you could buy a CD with her face on it at a music store, so she was legit. Eventually, their paths crossed, and they really hit it off. They met for a drink at a pub near where she lived, and had a great time, but he was recognized quickly by other patrons, and they couldn't get any privacy. So, she suggested they head back to her place. So she was living in a shared house at the time, and the living room was communal, so all her personal stuff was in her bedroom. She hadn't expected to bring a celebrity home that night, so she hadn't sanitized her room beforehand. By that I mean she had posters of him all over the place, a shrine to her crush. When they got back, she had to do that classic "wait here for a minute, I'll just get things ready," while she rushed to flip her mousepad over and take down posters so he wouldn't see himself everywhere. Imagine trying to hide that level of fandom from the actual person. Things went really well between them, and they were together for a little while before deciding to just stay friends. They're still good friends to this day. Story 19. This probably falls under the "no one would ever believe you" category. A few years ago, I was working as a background actor on a film set. There was this relatively famous actress on set. She'd starred in a popular TV show a while back, and she'd won some awards, but I'm keeping her name private out of respect. Anyway, while we were filming, she actually asked for my phone number, and at first I thought she was joking because she was totally in character at the time. When I realized she was serious, I panicked a little because I had a girlfriend then, so I told her I didn't have a phone. She thought that was hilarious, and just rolled with it. At the end of the shoot that day, she asked again, but this time if we could grab a drink, just as friends. I said sure, and she gave me her number. Out of respect for my girlfriend, I never texted her. Fast forward a few years, my girlfriend and I had broken up, and I randomly decided to message the actress out of the blue. To my surprise, she responded, and we hit it off pretty well. We finally got that drink one weekend, and things went really well, so well that the night ended with me at her place. Turns out she had a long-term boyfriend, but they had this agreement about seeing other people, which honestly made the situation feel less complicated. After that night, we kind of ghosted each other. No drama, no hard feelings, just a mutual "let's not make this a thing." The whole experience was honestly a lot of fun and definitely one of those stories I keep to myself because who would believe it? It was a brief, unexpected connection with someone famous that just happened to line up at the right time. Story 20. She's now a national-level TV news journalist. You'd probably recognize her if you're from here. But this happened way back when she was still a cadet, long before the bright lights and polished anchors. We met through mutual friends and hit it off one evening. After spending some time together, she ended up crashing at my place. What I remember most is how casual and unbothered she was afterward. As soon as things settled down, she rolled over and just went to sleep. The next morning, I woke up to the sound of her humming in the kitchen, wearing a pair of my gym shorts and a random t-shirt she'd pulled from my closet. She looked way too comfortable, like she lived there. And when her ride arrived, she didn't just walk out, she danced her way to the cab. Still wearing my clothes, by the way. Full-on twirls, grinning ear to ear. It was the kind of moment you remember, because it made absolutely no sense and perfect sense all at once. A few hours later, someone knocked on my door. It was her friend. Turns out the dress she'd worn the night before was borrowed, and she hadn't taken it with her. So, I handed over the dress, and also the heels, and the rest of the stuff she left behind. Her friend gave me this weird look. Like, why are you returning everything? I just shrugged and told her it was a package deal. I'm not the type to hang on to souvenirs like that. It's weird. The last time I ever saw her in person was maybe a year later. I was out in the nightlife district with friends, and I saw her trying to lift a street sign off its pole with a group of equally chaotic friends. Fast forward a few years, and there she is, on the evening news almost every night. Perfect hair, serious voice, giving detailed reports on national issues like she wasn't once dancing down the street in my old t-shirt after spending the night stealing signs and ghosting borrowed clothes. Story 21. I've had the chance to be with two people who could definitely be called celebrities, at least in the UK. Neither was someone who'd immediately ring a bell by name, but if you knew the characters they played or the TV shows they hosted, you'd recognize them for sure. For privacy, let's just call them well-known actress and trendy TV presenter from the 80s. The well-known actress and I had a short relationship, maybe 3 months, before she really hit it big. She was good in bed, nothing crazy. But what really stuck with me was this one time we got intimate backstage at a famous London theater, where she was still in full costume. It was kind of surreal and unforgettable being there with her in that environment. The trendy TV presenter was a completely different vibe, a one-night stand at a members club that tends to attract media types and creatives. We ended up drinking, and honestly doing some other substances, which led to a wild night. We started fooling around in an alcove at the club and then moved to her place. It was intense and memorable, regardless of her status at the time. Sadly, she passed away quite young, which was a real blow. She had such a strong spirit and presence, it felt like someone who was too vibrant to be taken so soon. And just to be clear, I'm not naming names here, but those experiences definitely stick with me as some of the more surreal and interesting moments of my life. Story 22. I hooked up with a former clean vocalist from a metal band once, and honestly, it was terrible, but not in the way you might expect. He was basically like a dead fish in bed, just lying there staring blankly through me like I wasn't even there while I was doing all the work. It made me super anxious, and everything I did just made the whole thing more awkward. As someone who's demisexual, I really need a deep emotional connection to feel comfortable being intimate, and it was clear he felt nothing for me. That was the only time we ever did anything intimate. After it was over, he completely cut me out of his life, screamed at me over the phone like I was some kind of dog. It took me a while to understand what happened, but looking back, he played a manipulative long game, emotionally and mentally abusing me. A few other women have spoken up about him too, but I mostly stayed silent. This is the closest I've come to talking about it publicly. Honestly, it feels like no one cares. I don't consider myself a Me Too person, because I wasn't assaulted but I was manipulated and used. I save the term for actual SA survivors. I was just young, naive, and learning the hard way. Story 23. I once hooked up with a fairly well-known porn star. We actually knew each other before she got into the industry, so it wasn't just a random encounter. But honestly, we were pretty incompatible as people. She came from a tough family background, and over time she developed a really materialistic and shallow attitude. When she was in Houston for a shoot, she asked if she could crash at my place for a couple of days afterward. I thought it would be cool to catch up, but it turned out to be a bit of a nightmare. All those superficial tendencies I'd noticed before were magnified when we spent every day together. It wasn't just a short phone call or a quick meetup, it was constant, and it really wore me down. She only seemed to brighten up when she thought I might buy her something expensive like a Swarovski tennis bracelet. I had to remind her that I was a full-time student with a limited budget, so that wasn't happening. One night, we ended up sleeping together. And honestly, it was one of the worst experiences I've ever had. There was zero warmth or connection. It felt totally staged, like something out of a set. The moans and everything just came across as fake and mechanical. Definitely not what I'd hoped for, especially given our history. So yeah, hooking up with someone famous or known in any way doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be great. Story 24. A few years ago, I matched with a drummer on Tinder. While he was just passing through the city I lived in for a gig. At the time, I had no clue who he was, but I eventually found out he was part of a fairly well-known Christian rock band. I hadn't heard of the band myself, but a lot of my Christian friends were fans, so that was interesting. What really stood out to me was how respectful and genuinely kind he was. And honestly, in bed he was a total pro, nothing wild, just really good. He knew exactly what he was doing, was generous, lasted a long time, and had these really strong, talented hands. If you know drummers, you know what I mean. Honestly, it ranks as some of the best bangs I've ever had. Over time, we kept in touch, met up a few times when he was back in town, hung out like good friends, and ended up having amazing nights together again. We still follow each other on social media and keep things friendly. One of the funniest moments was during a late-night pillow talk, when he told me he's actually an atheist, despite being raised Mormon and touring with a Christian band across the US. I'm Jewish and agnostic myself, so it was kind of wild to realize that even though our religious backgrounds were totally different, we both shared a lot of similar childhood struggles with faith and identity. Story 25. My mom dated Michael Hutchence from ENXS back when they were both teenagers. She met him at one of their early shows when ENXS was still a small up-and-coming band. Over time, she became pretty close with the band. They'd often pick her up in their van, and she'd go to shows with them. After a year or two, my mom moved on, and shortly after, the band exploded in popularity. She lost touch with them for years, but then, not long before Michael passed away, they bumped into each other at Sydney Airport. He remembered her clearly, and they shared a long hug and caught up right there in the airport lounge. My mom always says they were just friends, but honestly, we all know there was more to it. She's always been tight-lipped about the whole thing, but described Michael as shy. And for the record, no, he's not my dad. The timelines don't add up. I checked. Story 26. I had an unexpected experience with a woman who played an alien on a sci-fi TV show. Honestly, she was nothing like her character at all. Off camera, she was one of the sweetest, kindest people I've ever met, respectful and genuine to everyone around her. The hookup caught me off guard. It was completely her initiative. I never even considered that it might happen. As for the experience itself, it was really good. We actually went 3 rounds, which surprised me given how unexpectedly it started. The only thing that stood out was that she didn't want either of us to give blowy to each other, which was a bit unusual and threw me off a little. I thought maybe there was a deeper connection and that something more meaningful could develop, but after the last time, she ordered breakfast for us and told me she needed to get some sleep, which I took as my cue to leave. What surprised me later was finding out she was married at the time. She had given off the impression of being a single woman and seemed to act like one, out of town and just looking for some fun. So that was a bit of a shock. I want to clarify something about how I described her behavior. When I said, she seemed, it wasn't meant to suggest anything negative, like being careless or irresponsible. Everything leading up to that moment was completely innocent and above board, until she suddenly pushed me onto the bed and started kissing me. It was all very respectful and consensual. Story 27. Not my story exactly, but one my girlfriend shared about her friend who grew up in Australia. She came to the US for a bit to try out life here, but missed home so much she eventually moved back down under. One night, I was watching the Bathurst 1000, Australia's biggest and most intense motor race, which runs late into the night here in the States. My girlfriend decided to video chat with her Aussie friend during the race. As they were talking, my girlfriend asked who was leading at that moment because of a pit stop cycle, and I told her. She repeated it to her friend. And after a brief silence, her friend suddenly screamed, "I revenge banged him in school." Turns out, years ago, her boyfriend raced karts against this same guy who eventually made it up to the Supercars Championship. When the boyfriend got bored with their relationship, he started fooling around with her friend instead, feeling slighted. The Aussie friend decided to get back at him, not just by messing with the ex, but by hooking up with the race car driver himself, the very guy her ex had raced against. She claimed they hooked up multiple times, just to mess with the ex head on and off the track. At first, I was skeptical, but I did a bit of digging. This racer isn't a household name like Shane Van Gisbergen or Cameron Waters, more of a solid mid-pack driver. But the story definitely checked out enough for me to believe it's true. That's as close as I can get. Story 28. Back in 2013, I had an unexpected encounter with Kristen Stewart at a bar in Flagstaff, Arizona. Honestly, I had no idea who she was at the time. It was a slow night, and I was just playing pool with my friend who worked as a bouncer. Kristen was sitting at the bar, sipping a drink with a straw and kept glancing over at us while we played. Eventually, she came over and asked if she could join in. We ended up playing a few casual rounds of pool, nothing competitive, mostly just a chance to chat and hang out. She mentioned she'd recently gone through a breakup and seemed to really enjoy being a little goofy and flirty, just letting loose for the night. After the bar closed, we walked back to my apartment and spent the night together. It was a really sweet and passionate night, filled with laughter and that kind of comfortable closeness where everything just feels easy. I remember playing with her hair while she snuggled up and eventually fell asleep with her head resting on my chest, holding my hand with her fingers intertwined with mine. In the morning, I kissed her goodbye, and she said, "In a different world, we would have been perfect." I never saw her again after that, but years later, I recognized her face on a movie poster and just sat there, stunned like a complete idiot. Honestly, I really liked her. Knowing she was famous now gave her parting words a whole new meaning. If things had been different, I'd have happily wifed her. Story 29. Back in the early 90s, I worked as a bouncer at a strip club in the Northeast. This was around the time when a lot of corn studios were just getting started there before eventually moving out to California. The club owner actually paid me an extra gig. I'd pick up and basically shadow corn stars while they were touring through town for club appearances. That meant driving them around, making sure they were comfortable, and guarding them until they were safely back at the airport. Those 5 years were pretty wild. I had some unforgettable times with several well-known stars from the 80s and 90s. The lifestyle was intense, tons of partying, lots of drugs and speedballs, and yeah, some really good bang. Honestly, I don't regret a minute of it. It was one of the most epic periods of my life. That said, there was one woman who stood out in a much less flattering way. She had a reputation, tons of drugs, was not particularly attractive, and had this memorable personal hygiene issue. I won't go into details, but let's just say it was a really bad experience for me. I still remember the smell vividly, and the guilt and shame I felt afterward stuck with me. It was so intense that I ended up drinking heavily for a solid week afterward, trying to block it out. I'm pretty sure that one encounter gave me some serious PTSD. Story 30. I've had friends with some pretty insane celebrity encounters in NYC nightlife that I still can't quite believe, but some of these stories feel legit. One friend claimed she hooked up with Derek Jeter in a bathroom while he was dating Minka Kelly. No way to confirm, but the rumor mill in those circles was relentless. Another friend, who was definitely a bit out there but trustworthy enough, had a run-in with Matt Dillon. She said he was really nice but super paranoid about privacy. Like he made her leave her phone by the door when she came over, which might sound like a major red flag, but in his case, it seemed to be all about avoiding some scandal. He didn't want some tabloid photos sneaked at his place. Still, she somehow managed to snap a picture of this huge dramatic painting of himself hanging on his wall. We all had a good laugh about that one. Then there was this other story I heard, through the grapevine, or maybe from a friend, I can't recall exactly. A girl met John Mayer, and he invited her back to his place. She was expecting the usual celebrity crush fun, but instead ended up basically just being an audience to him, and then asked to leave shortly after. Like going out expecting a fancy steak dinner but getting served saltines instead. Definitely a disappointing letdown. Story 31. I had a chance to hook up with a woman who was a pretty big influencer and Twitch streamer. She had over 1 million followers on Instagram at the time, which was huge. We met at an art event in Paris, and honestly, I had no clue who she was. I guess that was kind of refreshing for her since people usually recognize her right away. I offered to show her around the city the next day, and she said yes. We spent the day visiting all the classic sites, and then she treated me to an insanely fancy meal at a Michelin-starred restaurant. Honestly, that was the moment I realized, wait, what kind of influencer makes this much money? After dinner, we went back to her hotel and had a really good session. Overall, it was just a fun and easy time. We met up a few more times when she was back in Paris for events like Fashion Week, but eventually things fizzled out because we both got into other relationships. We still chat occasionally when she's in Paris and needs tips about the city. She was a genuinely nice person, though she did open up about how tough it was to always feel like she had to be on for her followers and sponsors. She mentioned nothing would have happened if I'd recognized her at the event. It probably would have made things too weird or pressured. One funny thing is, she was super paranoid about having her pictures taken in intimate moments. She actually insisted I lock my phone in the hotel safe while I was with her, just to make sure there were no surprises later. Story 32. While I was at a conference, I matched with a woman on Tinder who claimed to be a top 50 tennis player in the world. At first, I figured it was either a bot or some kind of scam, but since she agreed to meet me at the bar across from my hotel, I thought, why not? What's the worst that could happen? We ended up chatting for about 20 minutes, and then she agreed to go upstairs with me. I was a bit intimidated since I'm not exactly an athlete, but I decided to just go with it. It was a pretty average experience, about 25 minutes, that were solidly mediocre from my side. Afterwards, she left and unmatched me right away. It was basically like any other first-time experience, just with an extra dose of awkwardness because she was way fitter and better looking than I'm used to. Other than that, it was pretty much the same as dating someone non-famous. Story 33. Early in Nelly Furtado's career, I had a pretty wild night after one of her shows on my campus. I actually wasn't even a big fan of her music at the time. Funny enough, when I was first invited out, I thought I was going to see the Shimmy Coco Puffs guy, or something. I went along with it anyway, half-heartedly dancing, mostly just there because my really hot female friend was coming totally platonic between us. After her set, one of her stagehands came over and said she wanted to meet us. So, we met her. Then ended up rolling with her entourage to some after-hours club nearby. We were hanging out, having drinks, just vibing. At some point, I ended up staying back while my friend went off somewhere. And out of nowhere, Nelly started making out with me in the club's hallway, which, by the way, was maybe 10 minutes from my place. What's funny is, I think she might have thought I was romantically involved with my friend at first, so maybe she liked that she was getting my attention instead. Nelly was pretty confident, a little clumsy and demanding, and definitely risque. She actually wanted me to do something pretty wild, but I politely declined. She also talked a mile a minute, mostly about herself and her family, who she said were from some remote island. Honestly, she sounded like a Canadian Valley girl with a twist. Story 34. About 15 or 17 years ago, I ended up sleeping with an actress who was on a popular sitcom back then and later transitioned into movies. This all happened before she hit big in Hollywood. But after her show had aired, we actually met in the most random way. At a vet's office in California, I was visiting my brother, and we both happened to bring our dogs in at the same time. Her dog got along really well with my brother's dog, so we started chatting while waiting. We exchanged numbers, and honestly, at the time, I didn't even fully realize who she was, even though I had definitely seen the show. What happened next was pretty wild. I ended up spending almost the entire week hanging out with her, and honestly only saw my brother twice during that time. Looking back, it was definitely out of my league. The whole experience was surreal. 11 out of 10 in terms of how memorable it was. Fast forward to today, she's married to another actor, and we still keep in touch occasionally. Maybe once or twice a year, mainly because we both got involved with some non-profit organizations that have similar missions. Over the years, I've hung out with her and her husband a few times, and I can say they're both genuinely humble, down-to-earth people. For me, she's always been the one that got away. Funny enough, one of my friends found out about our connection when he went through my phone during a drunken night, but he's kept it under wraps, so my secret's safe for now. Story 35. I've got a few wild ones I've heard, secondhand, but they still stick with me. For starters, my ex-girlfriend reportedly hooked up with a big WWE star before he was famous. They actually met while training together at the same wrestling school. This was years ago, so the details are fuzzy. She told me the story back then, but I honestly don't remember much of it. She was a total ring rat growing up. She used to hang out at this one restaurant where all the wrestlers would go when they were touring through town. It was basically her spot to try and be around the industry. There was even another huge name in wrestling who tried, and kept trying, to pick her up even when she was noticeably younger than he. Didn't work out, thankfully. On a different note, I once met a girl from out of state who was dating a friend of mine. She'd worked as an exotic dancer at one point, and apparently that's how she met Glenn Danzig. She claimed they hooked up. Her words were pretty straightforward about what happened. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.